Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network on this Hump Day Wednesday. If you're just getting your morning started, remember, we like to remind you as you're traveling in to make sure that you're watching out for school kids and school zones. Please make sure, you know what, I say it every single morning, but every single morning I see somebody that is whizzing through school zones or texting and driving or checking emails. You know, I said this morning as we were driving in, and I just kind of took a look around myself and at other vehicles, and I said, you know, it's not until an accident happens that we tell ourselves, you know, all I had to do was wait. All I had to do was wait. Don't let that be you. If you're traveling in this morning, please stay engaged. There's so much traffic piling up on the roads and on the interstates and on the highways. So many things happening. School buses are on the move. Kids are standing at bus stops. Kids are walking to school. And a lot of those kids are crossing through those school zones. And so the more engaged that we stay, the safer it helps everyone to be. Our kids, other drivers, our crossing guards. We just like to remind you to keep that in mind as you're traveling in this morning. And I know lots of people are traveling in this morning. And I want to give a special shout out to somebody that we met at lunch on yesterday. We went to Hana Japanese restaurant yesterday for lunch. It is absolutely fabulous. If you have not ever had the hibachi type setting where you sit at the table, and I know a lot of people have, but it's great fellowship. It's a great opportunity to meet other people at lunch. And yesterday, one of the people that we met was Teresa Woolley. Teresa, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. And I bet you're traveling in, dropping your kids off, dropping your boys off, one at Cherokee, the other at Rug. You see, we're always multitasking. You know, some of us have to get our kids to different schools, and so we're crisscrossing the city. And as we're doing that, we're trying to do lots of things. So we want to remind you to stay engaged. But Teresa, it was really nice fellowshipping with you yesterday. It was nice meeting you. And I hope that you're enjoying your morning, as I hope that all of you are this morning. We want to remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in, make sure that you get there safely. If you're just getting your work day, your school day started, it's 7:39. And this morning we've got just an incredible show. You know, I have been on this kick about getting organized, putting things where they belong. And I know a few of my sister friends who are just absolutely total organizers. I mean, their junk drawers are organized. And so as we were sitting at the OPT round table, I said to the producers, I know there's got to be somebody in the world who has made a business of organizing and who probably organizes for a living. Whoever and wherever that person is, we need to find them and bring them to the OPT Network. And in true fashion, we have an incredible team. They did just that. So we're going to be talking this morning about organizational skills and how to make all of our lives just a little bit easier, especially as we're moving into springtime. You know how we do it. We try to come out with the old and in with the new. And I don't think, if you're not really an organizer, if you don't have the gift of organization, you probably never just really get it right. You just kind of move some things over and kind of shift some things, but it's never really organized. And this morning, we're going to be talking to a professional organizer that's going to help us all to get on point just a little bit better. And we'll introduce you to her just a little bit later in the show. But this morning, as we were up and going, I realized it's getting lighter earlier. It's no longer dark when we peek out to leave in the morning.
And you know what that means? That means that on the second Sunday, which is this Sunday, March 10th, we're going to be springing forward. Yeah, can you believe it? We're springing forward again already. It looks like the time just changed yesterday. How time is flying. I don't know. It's already Wednesday. It's March 6th, and we want to thank you for being with us this morning on the OPT Network. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
That's it.
It's an animal.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Brayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed.
Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just on your way this morning, it's 7:46. Today is Hump Day Wednesday. Can you believe it? It's Wednesday already. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you need some help making it over the hump, you need to make sure that you stay on point. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for any and all questions, insurance needs, home, auto, life. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, this morning, lots going on. And before we start talking about organizing, I want to talk about organizing in a different way before we talk about really organizing our lives and the things that surround our lives. You know, this week and really the past several weeks, we have really been meditating, DC and I, on words and the power of words. And because we have been meditating on that, and that just seems to keep coming up in everything that we're reading and really just meditating on, and I know I've used that word a few times, but it's really, really important. And it's really important not just for women, but for men as well. And I said that simply because experts say that women speak more words per day than our male counterparts. And so, ladies, it is really, really critical, and people, it is really, really critical about what is coming out of our mouths. And I sit here and I try to say it every single morning. And I'm saying it because every single morning I am reminded that words are so incredibly powerful. And as you're driving in and you're, a lot of us are multitasking, a lot of us are talking on our cell phones, a lot of us are doing things with our kids and our husbands and trying to get out of the door. And those words that we speak, that we begin our days with, are so incredibly powerful. The words that we speak into our kids' lives in the morning are so incredibly powerful. And I'm telling you, if we practice speaking good, positive words into our kids' lives in the morning, I'm telling you, it will have a cumulative effect, and it'll affect you as well. And even if your kids are dragging in the morning, like most are, they don't want to get up, you're struggling to get them up, and you're like, well, they don't want to hear any good positive words in the morning. They're just struggling to get there. Well, you know what? We have to set the tone and the atmosphere for what our kids are going into. And we do that by speaking powerful words of encouragement. And, you know, DC was sharing with me the other day that, you know, our kids are in athletics and it's baseball season. If you can believe it, it's way too cold for baseball season. But he was talking about a dad that was sending good, positive text messages to his son, just encouraging him and telling him about how powerful he was and what he was expecting and what he could do and what he can do. And sometimes it's not easy for us, maybe, to talk to our kids. But in this high-tech world, if you get to a place at your desk or you get to a safe place and you haven't said those words, maybe you can just send your kids a text about their day and about what you're expecting and what you're hoping for and what you're believing for. But there's nothing more powerful than the power of agreement. When two people or three people come together and say a thing, there is agreement that takes place. And so every single morning before we drop Deuce Christmas off to school, we have a prayer and words of agreement. We agree that every day is going to be a great day. And we say some things, and we put those things out in the atmosphere because that's what we're expecting. No matter how we leave out of the house, no matter if we're in a hurry and things are everywhere, before we get to school, we have words of agreement so that we're all on the same accord. And we have really been looking at words and the power. They are so powerful. I am telling you, this morning, if you have started off on the wrong foot, if you're trying to make it over the hump this morning, you see, I was saying to a sister friend, she was having some real concerns about some real issues in her life, and rightfully so. And I understood those concerns wholeheartedly. And I was saying, I was speaking into her life some good, positive things. I was speaking from way down deep in my spirit because I had been in prayer for her. And she was on the other end, and she was agreeing, but she was what you would call acquiescing. She was agreeing without saying she was agreeing. And so I said to her, it is critical that you open up your mouth. See, it's not enough to just believe a thing in your mind. You have to open up your mouth with those good, positive confessions. That's how words go to work for you. When you open up your mouth and speak those good, positive things. Now, on the other side of the coin, when you open up your mouth and you start to say, I'm sleepy. Ooh, I'm so sleepy. I'm tired. Oh, Lord, I don't know what kind of day this is going to be. You know, when you say those negative things, those things have power as well. So because we can say what we want to have, I'm telling you, if you're having some challenges getting over the hump, whether you believe it or not, you need to start opening up your mouth before you get to work, while you're in the car, and you need to start saying what you expect. You need to start saying what you want to have. Don't say what you see or what was yesterday. See, God gives us grace for today. Yesterday is over. It's gone. It's history. It's in the can. Today is a new day. It's a fresh start. And we can organize our words just like we organize our lives. But we've got to make a concerted effort to get organized in our minds so that we're not saying, oh, my business is slow. Business is not going good. Oh, I don't know how this is going to happen. That's where our faith has to kick in. And that's where you have to really understand that you can't say what you see. You have to say what you're expecting. You have to say what those promises are for your life. And I'm telling you, that's why we're able to come in here every single morning, no matter what is happening. And we just stand on the promises that words change our atmosphere. They change our environment. They change our mood. They change our kids' moods. They set the tone. And you can do that. Please don't acquiesce. Don't agree without saying. Don't agree without saying. Agree and open up your mouth and say that today is going to be a great day. I am going to be more productive today than I was yesterday. And I'm telling you, watch and see how it helps you to make it over the hump. Y'all, it's 7:55. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and you're on point. We'll be right back.
pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Different from the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
filled. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT network. It's Wednesday, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. I can't tell you how much they are caring for this community with the best technology, state-of-the-art, the best equipment, the best doctors. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, it's 7:59. It's almost the top of the hour. Today is March the 6th. And I said at the top of the show that we were going to be talking about organizing and how that happens. And I said that I knew that there was somebody out there in the world who had made a business of organizing. And we found that person, and we want to introduce you to her this morning. Her name is Melody Granger. She is a professional organizer who works with home-based women entrepreneurs to help them optimize their business environment and behind-the-scenes systems so that they stay focused, get more done in less time, and make more money and love what they are doing. Melody is the organizing, extraordinary, entrepreneurial, spirited woman to stay focused, get things done in less time, make more money, live happy, inspired lives. And we welcome her to the OPT Network for the very first time. Melody, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're so...
I'm glad you found me.
We did. We've got an incredible team, and we found you. First of all, Melody, let's talk about how you became an organizer. Let's just start right there.
Okay. Well, when I was working a full-time job, mm-hmm. I came to that point in my life where I knew I wanted to do something else because I wanted to be at home with my children and, you know, have more flexibility. I just couldn't see the working day-to-day job thing for my future. It was really depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came across some business books and it said, what is one thing that you've done for others, you've always done, you've done anywhere you've worked? And my response, and you've done it for free, just because uh-huh. you enjoy doing it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, empty in the closet or cleaning it, you know, organizing papers. And I had no idea. I hadn't really heard of the professional organizing industry. And I'm like, people aren't going to pay for that, you know, as a service. But that was a thing. I had gone through all kinds of things as ideas, mm-hmm. but that was the one. It just kept coming back to me. I'm like, that's it. That's mm-hmm. the one. And
go ahead.
I was going to say, in my childhood, I grew up, I have five siblings. There are eight people in the house, and it was always messy. And mm-hmm. so I was kind of the head cheerleader of the team. I call it the clean team. And just because it always made everyone in the house a little bit nicer mm-hmm. and calmer, because it was really crazy. And so it was the whole spirit of the way that the home felt that, I guess, I picked up at a very young age.
Wow. That's
and so that's where I started developing the skills,
mm-hmm.
just kind of on my own.
And so when did you realize that this was a gift that you had, that you could do well, that a lot of other people just weren't able to do that? Do you remember?
You know, I had friends and family that I would help. I think it took me actually a few years into my business. Like people keep calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I don't think you understand how much easier you make it for us, like how helpful this is. And so because it came more easy,
mm-hmm.
easier for me to be patient and just work through whatever we're working on.
And so,
it was a few years into my business.
And so were you just able to instantly go into people's homes and their workspace and get a vision for how to organize it?
I'm the more logical person.
Okay.
I mean, that's changed over the years. I'm probably half and half creative logical now. But I would just see the pieces and do one thing at a time. And it would just come together. Like, I wouldn't know exactly what the end visual result would look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had an idea, but until people let go and I see what's left, it kind of just kind of shapes itself
mm-hmm.
as we begin designing or cleaning things out, rearranging things. So sometimes that question, because I recognize it, I'll say, I don't know exactly how we're going to do it or how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen.
Wow.
So it's kind of backwards for me.
Mm-hmm. And so then you decided to turn this gift, the gift of organization, into a business. And so when you made that decision, what were people around you thinking? Were they thinking, how are you going to get paid with this?
Oh, definitely. Like, how are you going to have enough business?
Mm-hmm.
Because I quit a job to actually do this. Like, that was the risky part for me. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I'm just going to go for it because it's what I want to do. Yeah, so there was definitely questions, and the people that knew me knew that I would do well. It was
mm-hmm.
just getting in. Like, I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew how to organize. But, yeah, getting other people to let someone else in their home, number one.
Right.
It's kind of tough to do, and a lot of people to have the courage to say, oh, my God, you know, I really need help. I'm so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, when you get into people trusting you to come in and helping them.
Right. And so when did that breakthrough happen for you, when you got your first clients that opened their doors and said, Melody, I need help? Do you remember when that happened?
I do. It was so exciting. Yes. You know, I put up a website, a one-page website. I was very clueless about business back then, running my own business.
Right.
And I put up some little brochures and these, like, bookstores and just around town. Mm-hmm. And someone called, and I was like, yes, okay, people need help. Because I wasn't really sure if people really did need help or if it was just in my own little world.
Right. And then so you get your first job, and walk us through that and how that looked and how that felt.
Well, it was exciting. I was very nervous because I'm like saying, I'm going to help you produce these results. And I wasn't really sure. We have different people personalities, like, you know, if they were going to let go of enough to like really make an impact. Mm-hmm. But walking in, looking at their spaces, and of course they have lots of ideas, and we've got to come together and make it happen. And so there were times, I will admit, there were times I was thinking, I have no idea how I'm going to pull this off.
Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, Melody, when you say to yourself, oh my goodness, I have no idea how I'm going to make that happen, what do you do in those instances?
One thing at a time.
Wow.
Pick one thing and start working on it.
Mm-hmm. And then so it's almost like a puzzle. You take one thing and you move it or you transfer it, and then the next thing, does the next thing just happen?
Yes. It's like remodeling a house. You do one room and you're like, oh, now I need to go here. It's like a never ending. It makes like a big full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can keep going for a long time, hitting every little area, especially if you have to make room for other things to fit.
Right. And so what we're talking about this morning is helping those women entrepreneurs and people to get organized. And so in your view, Melody, what is the first thing for those people that are listening? I alluded to at the top of the show, spring is coming. We're cleaning out the old. We're bringing in the new. What is the first key for those people that are saying, Melody, you're talking to me. I need to get a space in my home because maybe I have a home-based business or my office is in my home. What is the first key that we can share that will help people to get organized? What's the first key?
The first key is you really have to know what you want for yourself, whether it's right now or looking into the future, like that sense of how you want to live your life. I mean, if you can get a vision of a clean home, and I say clean, organized, if there's messy areas.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're thinking about the activities you want to do, the kind of clothes you want to wear, like you just really think about all these little details. And if whatever you have doesn't line up to support that, then you start letting that stuff go. You're like, this doesn't match. You know, these aren't the kind of clothes I want to wear anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be seen as this, or I want to do these activities. So you want to bring in things that are going to support the type of lifestyle you want or how you want to live, activities, and then start letting go of the things that served you in the past.
Mm-hmm. Now, that makes sense. That makes sense. But a lot of people have a hard time with letting go of those old things or those things that are not serving them. How do we help those people to take stuff out, say, that is not even usable anymore? Those kind of, not hoarders, but people that have a hard time throwing things away.
There are so many people that you can donate to that need stuff. So if you know someone or you have a charity that you'd like to support, that's one, I mean, it's an awesome way to give back to the community and knowing that there's others that will actually use the items.
Okay.
So for things that are in good condition, giving back is a big piece. Or if there's people in the family that may need or want some items.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
And then another thing is we usually whenever we won't let go, it has something to do with the past or the future. It's either sentimental or it may have something to do around money. Like, you know, I spent a lot of money on this.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start looking at all your things and all the money, or what if I don't have money in the future?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go to the future. Like, what if something happens and I need this?
Right. So we have to look at the emotional breakdown that it brings.
Yes. And it's so natural for these thoughts to come up, and we want to protect ourselves. You know, we don't want to, like, get rid of everything and then it's hard. However, once people start letting go,
mm-hmm.
or this is what happens with my clients, and they start feeling and seeing the difference, like, in themselves, like, mm-hmm. it's lighter. Like, it's almost like if you have a whole lot of strings attached to your body, it's going to every single item in your home,
mm-hmm.
and you just start cutting those strings.
Mm, that's powerful.
Trying to give you a visual of mm-hmm. how now you can move easier. Like, you're cutting the strings, and you can. The way it makes you feel,
mm-hmm.
to let go. Everyone they tell me I just can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels mm-hmm. so good.
Absolutely. And this is an important conversation. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to give people a greater sense of what it feels like to be organized and to organize their space and how it's going to make them more productive and more effective at work and at home. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, McKites, McKites.
Fish, fish, McKites, McKites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you some.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McKites, McKites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 16 minutes after 8. It's Hump Day Wednesday, March the 6th, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. You can get HD for life, all of your channels, bundling, plus great savings. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. And if you're like a lady that I passed on the road this morning who is yawning right now because you didn't have an adequate night's rest, maybe you're not sleeping on the right mattress or pillow. American Wholesale Mattress can help you to find the mattress and pillows for your needs. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. Just ask for Kara or David when you walk in, and they'll help to make sure that you get a wonderful night's rest. They've got mattresses starting as low as $299. And yes, even better than that, they've got interest-free financing for 48 months. It just doesn't get any better than that. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, and it kind of speaks to what we're talking to this morning, or what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about how to get those businesses up and going, how to help those emerging businesses. And we're joined by Melody Granger, and she is a professional organizer, and she's right here in our own backyard. She's in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Melody, good morning and welcome back.
Hi.
And so, Melody, during the break, we were just talking about how you kicked your business up a notch, and you talked about the change in life that we all have. We like to call it the shift here, when things shift, and your husband lost his job or became unemployed, and you talked about having a great sense to really go into overdrive. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
And so talk about how that happened and what that looked like when you guys changed gears in life.
Yeah, so whenever he lost his job, within a year, within that first year, he was not employed. And so I was the main earner in the family. And because of the, we went through some financial stress, and it was like survival mode kicked in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, it's time to take it up. Mm-hmm. Take what I'm doing and take it bigger. And so I began transitioning and expanding national, and I even went international, I'm excited to say, mm-hmm. and working with entrepreneurs in their homes.
Mm-hmm. And so how was that transition for you, and how did you make that transition?
It was a lot of work,
mm-hmm.
a lot of, I was a one-man person running a business, doing everything behind the scenes, not only working with my current clients, but bringing on new clients. I ended up switching to Skype video,
mm-hmm.
to be with them while we work, so I could see and guide them,
mm-hmm.
and doing the marketing, the, keeping up with my website, also having children. I have two children,
mm-hmm.
and keeping up with the home.
Mm-hmm.
I was going constantly to spread my message and mm-hmm. let people know that I'm here to help them. So it was a mix of stress, excitement, worry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of emotions going on, kind of an up and down roller coaster.
Sure. And so at this point now, you've expanded your business. What do you say to those people, those entrepreneurs that are trying to do much of what you did? Many entrepreneurs out there are listening and they're trying to get organized, and we want to help them to do so. How do we help them to get started?
You want to remove distractions so that you can stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
And in your physical space, clutter, things incomplete around your home or in your office,
mm-hmm.
those are distractions that if you have distractions and you're constantly seeing them
mm-hmm.
and jumping around, like, oh, I got to do this and that, mm-hmm. whenever you're not focused, you're not as productive.
Right.
When you switch, hop back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So removing the distractions. And then you want to set up systems. In a business, we do a lot of the same things over and over. Just like with your personal paperwork, you would get the mail and pay bills, like
mm-hmm.
you have a process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing in a business. And so getting everything organized so you can be fast,
mm-hmm.
you can find what you need when you need it, and you can get your work done.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll do what you need to do and do the next thing. But if you're not organized, it's going to be tough. It can be stressful. You waste a lot of time, mm-hmm. a lot of valuable time.
And so those people that might want to connect with you, a professional organizer, how do they start that process?
They can actually go to my website at melodygranger.com, and I have a contact form on there
mm-hmm.
where they can email me, or they can actually, on my website, there's a place where you can schedule a complimentary call
mm-hmm.
just so I can speak with you and see what's going on and what you need help with, learn more about your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's frustrating you? What are you struggling with as far as getting organized?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you're getting stuck in the process when you try to do it on your own?
Mm-hmm.
And then also just to learn more
mm-hmm.
about,
mm-hmm.
you know, business and what you're up to.
And so what do you do, Melody, when you go in? Do you just kind of help them to oversee their overhaul? Or do you actually go in and do the overhaul?
I actually use Skype video where I can see the space and I guide them. I tell them what to do. And we may brainstorm some things depending on their space. We'll have to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
If they get stuck, I help them make the decisions and move forward.
Wow.
So, yes, they are actually physically doing the work while I'm on the other side.
Wow. So
and
you're just the coach, really?
Yes. At this point, I'm just a coach.
mm-hmm. Well, so give people the website again, Melody, and tell them how they can connect with you. And it's such an interesting idea, and I know that a lot of people are really trying to release the clutter in their lives, and we know that clutter has a lot to do with inner life challenges as well as the actual clutter that's there. So give people the website and the number where they can reach you if they're interested in having you come in and help them to get organized.
Okay, my website is melodygranger.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 337-842-1349.
Absolutely. Melody, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Best of luck to you and your business, Melody. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a time out, but we're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young,
Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksandHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hump Day Wednesday. It's 8:29. Today is March the 6th, and this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish. Kyle is always finding ways to give back to his community, not only through his business, but through just the heart of giving. If you're looking for an insurance agent that you can trust, that's got the best information, Kyle Wolf is in Bunkie. You can phone him at 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but I'm going to tell you, there's nobody like Ray Hyde. He is so passionate about what he does. They go to the nth degree to make sure that they've got the best technology on hand to make sure that your car is restored to to the way it was before it was wrecked. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we were talking about really getting organized. And, you know, as we are coming into a new season, and this week I talked about being out fishing. And just as a side note, for the anglers out there, the fish are not biting. DC said, yes, they are, just not at Saline. But I don't think that they are. But nevertheless,
hey, you got to be careful.
They are not biting. I don't see anybody coming out with a box full.
Be careful with the fish. It's the fishing time.
Well, I don't know.
Be careful. You know, you got to understand I'm a beginning angler. You know, there's pros out there that if we say the wrong thing, they might call in and correct us.
Well, we need to be corrected because we are not.
Fish, you cannot let it go.
Those words. Don't put those words out there on the fish, but the last several trips have not been fruitful.
Well, that's because the dam broke.
The dam broke.
Yeah,
okay.
It messed the water.
And so the fish are what? They're confused.
Yeah, they're just, you know, it's just one of those situations. I don't just go to fill the box up with fish. I go because I actually love being out in nature. You know, I don't have to catch them all.
Well, okay. I take that. But I'm going to say, I guess the fish are confused. I'm going to take that correction and move on. So anyway, as I was talking about nature and how everything is very, you know, all the leaves, the trees are dying. Well, now you're starting to see as we're fishing, and I have even more time to look around because the box is, you know, I'm the box woman in the boat. So, like, I hold the box open when the fish come flying back. But since the fish haven't been flying back very much, the box woman hadn't been very needed.
Your arm is still hurting. You haven't reached back. Well, that's all right. It's almost brimsy. Your arm will be hurting.
Okay. So I have plenty of time to look around and to see what God is speaking to me. And so as I was looking around this weekend, I see some of the trees are starting just barely. They're starting to rebloom. And so as I was thinking about refreshing and renewal, I started thinking about cleaning things out as we come into spring. And I know a lot of people take this opportunity to clean their closets out, to get rid of things that they haven't used for a while. And so this is why we really wanted to bring someone in to talk about organizing and getting decluttering. And then I looked at our own lives and I started saying to a friend, I need some help. I need some help getting organized. DC and Deuce are really great organizers, but sometimes we have issues throwing things out. We just kind of just keep those things. And Melody said it. We think for some reason maybe we're going to need it if we throw it away. Just when we throw it away, we're going to need it. And I think we have to, in order to declutter our spaces, whether it's our closets or our homes, we must first declutter our minds. And we have to get rid of this adage that if we throw it away, somehow we're going to need it. And this is what the experts say. It's from a site called Simplifying Your Life. And they talk about the problems that clutter can create in your life. And I am really starting to see that on a personal level. As many of you know, our aunt died. She went home to be with the Lord. And I guess when we started going through her things, it really gave me a sense of how you can keep things for years and years and years and never throw them away. And I started looking at my own life and I started looking at the things that I was holding on to and why I was holding on to. Let me give you an example, and a lot of you can probably really relate with this. Whenever you go to a funeral, you always get an obituary. And then you take that obituary home and you put it in your drawer of obituaries. And over the years, you just have a drawer of obituaries. And we have one. And I started saying to myself, what's up with that? Now, my mother is just the opposite. She doesn't keep clutter around. She doesn't mind throwing it away. If she senses there's a problem with it, sometimes I catch myself because it goes in the trash can so quickly that I'm like, wow, I wish I could do that. And so I started thinking about the drawer of obituaries that everybody has. And I said, what is up with that? Why are we keeping obituaries from years and years and years? I guarantee you every funeral that you have gone to, if you're anything like us, you've got an obituary. You've got a drawer full of obituaries. And I started asking myself, what is that about? And so I asked DC, I said, DC, what is that about? And he said, I don't know. I just like to keep them. We never go back and really look at them. We just keep them in a drawer. And then that creates a junk drawer. And then if you're not careful, to that obituary drawer, you add some other things. The point is this. The experts say that clutter creates stagnant negative energy, which lingers in the atmosphere. You absorb this energy, and it has a negative effect on your mind, your body, and your emotion. And they say it affects your life. So as I was thinking about the springtime and thinking about the clothes in my closet that I haven't worn in I don't know when, and every time I go to give it away, I say, I'm probably going to be able to wear that again. Or I bet I'm going to need that. And those obituaries. And so I have made a decision, DC, if that's okay with you, that we're going to throw the obituaries away.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You know how you feel about that?
Because you didn't put them there
I didn't put them there, but why are you keeping them? Let me just ask you the question. Why are you keeping the obituaries in the drawer?
I don't know. I just feel like maybe one day I want to go back and look at them and...
And what?
Check some dates or something. I don't know.
Check some dates.
It just doesn't feel right to throw them away. I don't know.
It just doesn't feel right to throw them away.
I just want to keep them.
Right. And so that is like borderline. I think that is borderline hoarding.
It very well may be. You know, all of us are dysfunctional
to some degree. Or pack rats. You know, we're packing up things that we don't ever go and look at.
Right. But for some reason, I just think I want to keep them.
You just
I can't really say why.
Right.
And they're not taking up that much space. But if it bothers you that much, what I'll do is I'll get
them. Are you going to move them? Okay.
And I'll put them in something else so that you can have that drawer.
But see, don't you see where that creates...
I'll work with you.
But don't you see where that creates the problem? You're going to get a box, and you're going to put them someplace else, and then that's going to take up more space.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out this week and purchase a storage space so that we can have a space to just store some things that we don't want to part with.
Wow. And so let me just ask you this, because I think this is really...
Does that work for you?
I don't know, because I think that that's really skirting the issue. And cleaning out...
Skirting the issue.
I'm serious.
Skirting the issue.
DC, I'm serious. Cleaning out our aunt's house has made me take a step back. Has it not made you take a step back and look at the things that... I'm telling you, if you ever wrote Elnora Griffin Martin... Hold on. If you have ever written her a note, a letter, a card, I mean, anything from the 1940s, she has it in her house. You didn't see that to be a problem, DC? Was that not a problem for you? Did that not make you look at you packing these things up?
No.
It didn't? You're not being honest. I pride myself in your honesty. That didn't make you take pause and say, am I doing that? That didn't make
But I'm not doing that. I just have.
You're not doing that?
No, I'm not. I'm not a pack rat. I don't have a bunch of stuff packed around. I have
obituaries
in a drawer.
Yeah, but that's not all. That's not all.
I've got a storage room.
Right.
That's to store stuff. You know, that's what that is.
But what I'm saying, though, does this not make sense that you're storing things that you haven't used in 10 years?
Mementos. They have sentimental value. I'm not ready to part with a couple of items.
Okay. That could be an issue.
Good Lord.
Okay. It says, this is what the experts say, and we obviously, we need this therapy for ourselves. It says that clearing your clutter cleans your body, cleans up your body and your
life.
Well,
let me just say this right here then. Can I say this right here?
Go ahead.
Ms. Granger was not my gift.
That's okay. You know what? She has an important message.
That's a good message.
And the message
sometimes
is...
Sometimes you have to listen to the message and not how people are giving it.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Right. But the message is critically important. And I am telling you, if we don't get organized and we don't get some of this clutter to simplify our lives, he has put the music on me. Can you believe it? Yeah, he doesn't want to hear this clutter clearing. But you know what? It's an important message. And you're on point. It's Hump Day Wednesday, everybody.
Credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends.
Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, making a difference, being the change that they want to see, and doing great business. Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, Louisiana. You know, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about getting organized. We're talking about, you know, springing forward. The time is going to be changing this Sunday. We're going to spring ahead an hour. A lot of people are clearing out the clutter and cleaning. And really just, I think when you clear out the clutter, it's just a soul cleansing. And it's just fruit for thought. It's about spring cleaning. It's about making the difference in your space. And making the difference in your, not just your space, but your emotional space. Making sure that you have the clarity to go about doing those things that you were intended to do. And it starts with doing a few things. And this is what the experts say. They say that clutter is stuff which is accumulated in your home, your workplace, and even your car. And it's something that maybe you haven't paid attention to for a long time. And clutter can also be used as unfinished business in your life, things that you never get around to doing. Things like throwing old magazines and newspapers away. You're waiting to read them. You're saying you're going to read them, and you never do, and you pile them up way high, and you never get a chance to read them because you're too busy. And you say, I don't want to throw those away because I have not read them. Then they say things like clothes that you're keeping just in case. And I just said that. And so I am making a concerted effort for those things that I haven't used or I, what did you say?
I just gave away a closet full of clothes.
You did give away a closet full of clothes, and you had no problems doing that at all.
Absolutely none. I just got a situation with my obituaries.
You're back to the obituaries. But you had no problem. I mean, you gave loads of clothes. I mean, really nice things.
Right, but I didn't have time to process the obituary situation. You just kind of.
I just sprung it on you. Mm-hmm.
Right, I don't make decisions like that. I like to think about it, think it through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hurry.
Right.
I'm not going to get in a hurry.
Right.
At all.
At all. And you never do. And so, but now you're thinking about the obituaries. And I'm glad that I did, you know, put that on your heart. But he's right. He gave tons and tons of really, really nice shirts away, giving away a lot of nice suits. And so DC has made a real dent in the closet, and he has said, I am just giving away all of these things. So I thought that was good. But then there are some things that you can give away, and then there are some things that we just have trouble with. And then the experts say removal of boxes still to be opened. A lot of people have things that they have not even opened yet, that they are just sitting around. Drawers and cupboards and overflowing things, just things that are just in your space that you just won't give away or get rid of. You just can't see parting with it. And then it says little piles of stuff in corners waiting to be sorted out. And I know just thinking about these things is a job. And going through our aunt's house, there are piles of things. And she said to us before she went home to be with the Lord that she had so much stuff. And you see, while you were on the phone, I was talking about those piles and piles of things. But one thing that you and Deuce Christmas do really well is you guys know how to go through things and how to organize them. And as I said to Melody, I think that's a real gift.
Yeah.
And so we have got piles and piles of things to go through. And you have systematically just said we were going to do what to go through those things? Those things that we're clearing out at Aunt Elnora's house, just like one box at a time?
Right, yeah, just one thing at a time. Just take your time and until you just start chopping it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
One thing at a time. And then they talk about people that have things stored and stuffed in garages, everything except the car. There's so much stuff in people's garages that they're no longer garages, they're storage spaces. And they're saying you have to take a look at this stuff. And sometimes it may not be good to take a look at them. Sometimes it may just be a good idea to start giving those things to people like the Hope House and shelters and the Salvation Army, Goodwill. Just give those things away in places where you know they're going to be used and they're going to be welcomed and that other people are going to be blessed by having them. And then they talk about the bulging handbags, those purses that are just overflowing, or those briefcases. And I know I personally have a problem throwing away papers. I just feel like I'm going to need to read that paper again, and it's tough. This is called unfinished business. Getting rid of the clutter, coming into the springtime with new, fresh blossoms. You're on point, everybody. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
fish. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center.
We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, it's Hump Day Wednesday. What did he say? 16 tons of coal. What do you get? A hump in your back? Well, you know what? If you're hoarding and you got that clutter, you might get a hump in your back. It's Hump Day Wednesday, y'all. And I'm going to tell you what. It's just good to have these great conversations. It's good to be able to laugh at yourself. But it's good to be able to just take a look at yourself and say, you know what? There may be some things in this new season that I may be able to just declutter, to be able to spread my wings and not have a hump in my back. You know, when I hear that song on Wednesday, I know, you know what? The week is all downhill. We hope that your Wednesday is off to a great start. Those school zones are going to be in effect again at 2 o'clock. We like to remind you when we can remember to remind you about from 2 to 4, school zones in the afternoon are just as important as school zones in the morning. So as you're going about your day, remember that. And remember that words have power. Words have power. So be careful what you're speaking this morning. Words can bless or they can curse. They can heal or they can make us sick. So on this Hump Day Wednesday, I hope that you're speaking good, positive words into the atmosphere. As always, we like to remind you that we really, really enjoy that you spend the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We get up and do it every morning because we love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, On Point Talk is smart talk for smart people. Be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Hump Day Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.
You want to see it? Take it out. I'll put your back down and raise your rump into the vicious hump. You got it. Keep humping.